ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलिभ्यः शब्दविद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतु अस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओम नत्वा सरस्वती देवी शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदी। नमो नमः। वेलकम बैक टू द नेक्स्ट क्लास ऑन हितोपदेश। सिद्धिस्साध्ये सतामस्तु प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः जाह्नवी फेनलेखेव यन्मूर्धनी शशिनः कला। ओम। सो अवर ऑनलाइन फ्रेंड्स आर हियर एंड आई एम अस्यूमिंग अवर फ्रेंड्स द आश्रम आर आल्सो able to see the screen as well as hear the voice. In the last class, we were looking at what is the bhava karmano, bhavi cha karmani, and this prayogas, as well as what is kartari karmani and bhave prayoga. We must have gone through two of the classes. I would like to go back to hitopadesha, but before that, I want to give you some key points about bhava and karmani prayoga. Okay. So what happens is that just a recap. So you have the kartari, karmani and bhave. Kartari prayoga is what is your active voice, okay, passive voice and impersonal passive voice. Now if you keep the dvikarmaka aside, you have two types of verbs, right? Two types of dhatus, basically, either actions. They are actions, but the dhatus are denoting those actions. So one is akarmaka, and most importantly is sakarmaka. Sakarmakaha and akarmakaha. Sakarmakaha and akarmakaha. So sakarmakaha is transitive. And akarmaka is intransitive. Sakarmaka means takes karma. It means the action has an object that it has to operate upon. Kartuhu ipsita tamam karma. Karma is defined as kartuhu ipsita tamam. What is most desired to be achieved by the object, on the object, or wherever it is being desired to achieve. Right. By that action, that is called as the karma, akarmaka. So intransitive verbs, they do not have karma. It not having karma itself is the definition why it's intransitive, akarmaka. Right. So both sakarmaka can have kartari prayoga. Okay. Why? Because even the akarmaka can have kartari prayoga. Why? Because in both kartari prayoga, you are talking about the agent. In this case, you'll be talking about the agent, and the karma will be dvitiya. Whereas in this case, in sakarmaka, in karmani prayoga, you're talking about the agent, it'll be kartari prayoga, and there is no karma. So kartari prayoga is possible in both of them. But karmani prayoga is only possible for a sakarmaka dhatu. Whereas when you try to do a similar prayoga here in akarmaka dhatu, you get bhave prayoga. Okay. So kartari cha karmani sakarmakebhyah and kartari cha bhave akarmakebhyah. So this is the vyavastha. Now sometimes, and this is just so that you know, that is sometimes the dhatu may be sakarmaka, but the karma is not vivakshita, then it is called akarmaka prayoga, although although it is possible that the dhatu can take sakarma, they can take a karma, but it is not vivakshita. Now remember, if at all you have kartari prayoga, as we said earlier, kartari prayoga, then you can have parasmay padam, atmane padam, or ubhaya padam, depending on what type of dhatu it is. Okay. But for bhave, prayoga, or rather let's say karmani prayoga, karmani and bhave prayoga, okay, you will take atmane padam AP only. There is no PP, no parasmay padam, no ubhaya padam. Ubhaya padam of course not there because parasmay padam is not there. But no atmane padam. Irrespective of the type of dhatu. All dhatus, that means, okay. Atmane padam only for all dhatus. Okay, all dhatus means even the basic dhatus, the base dhatus from the dhatu patha, or even derived dhatus. Both of them, whenever you do karmani or bhave prayoga, you will use atmane padam suffixes only. Okay. And we also said in karmani and bhave prayoga for the lat, lung. Right? Lat, lung. Lot. And the ling. And the ling. Basically, within ling. And the ling, what will happen is that you will get this ya, which is a yak. Okay. So this is what you have to remember. So for example, let's say you have Vandu Dhatu, which means to salute. We saw that, right? And if the Kartari Prayoga will be Vandate. Vandatu, because it's an Atmane Padi Dhatu, you'll have Vandate. Right? And the Karmani Prayoga will be Vandyate. Suppose you have Bhu Dhatu. The Kartari Prayoga will be Bhavati. Whereas in Bhu Dhatu, there is no karma. Because to be, what is the karma? To be. Bhu is to be. So in B, Asa Bhuvi, or even Bhu Satayam, to be, exist. What is the karma? There is no karma to be. Okay. Then if there is no karma to be, then what is the prayoga? You say bhava. The action of being. It will be bhuyate. Which is the bhave prayoga. Bhuyate. Okay. So that is what you have to remember. One more point to note there in this scenario, right, which you wanted to also say. Okay, is that in bhave prayoga, okay, the kriya padam is always in prathama purusha, okay, prathama purusha and ekavachanam. Always third person singular, because when you're talking about the action itself, the bhava itself, what is the plurality there? There's no plurality. For karma, there'll be plurality. For karta, there could be plurality. But for the action, there could not be plurality. And anyway, uttama purusha and madhya purusha, you will use only if there is yushmad and asmat samanadikaranam. If asmat and yushmat samanadikaranam is not there, then you boil down to pratham purusha. And once it boils down to pratham purusha, dvivachanam bahuvachanam is not there for bhava prayoga. It will always boil down to ekvachanam. In so whenever you see anywhere dvivachanam bahuvachanam, understand it is not bhave prayoga. Okay, whenever you see madhyama purusha and uttama purusha, understand it is not bhave prayoga. Bhave prayoga is possible only with the prathama purusha ekvachanam. Okay, now going back to our shabdamanjari, this is what this content of shabdamanjari prayoga nirupanam is talking about. The kartari prayoga, this is one talking about what is sakarmaka, akarmaka, dvikarmaka. this part tells you what is karmani prayoga, and we have gone through this line by line by line. Okay, I've not dwelled too much on dvikarmaka, which we will do some other time. Okay.
Question.
Yes. Yes.
This coattails into sometimes when Atma is used as individual, in Atma when it's used as Brahman, in Atma when it's used as multiple individuals, it is used when it comes as Bahuvachan, then you know that it is not the Brahman that it's talking about. Am I getting it correct?
Yeah, actually, we don't discuss that now, right? In Vyakarana, you don't discuss that. But you bring it up. You are right. In that sense, you know, it depends on whether if it's Sankhya talking or whether if it's the Vedantin saying. But according to Vedantin, there's only one Atma. But Sankhya, it is the same Atma. But according to Satma, Sankhya, the Atmas are many. Okay. So again, you're going into the semantics rather than syntax. Okay, so I would just caution there. Let us go back. Right, okay. It has nothing to do with the topic that we are in discussing right now. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Okay, because you know, depending on whether if it's Sankhya, according to Sankhya, there is multiple Atma, but Sankhya doesn't have Brahman; it has Pradhana. So you go into those discussions. Whereas according to Vedanta, Atma is a Brahma, Brahma Chatma. It's one and the same, which is singular only, right? Then if at all you see Bhagavad Gita, you will see multiple Atmas. So how is multiple Atmas? Then maybe sometimes the body is Atma. Okay, sometimes Jiva Atma, right? So all those discussions are there. That's why I'm not giving you the answer. I'm just saying that there are multiple aspects there which need to be considered. Dvikarmake Karmani. So this is, we talked about the Dvikarmaka. Saunshaya and other ones, we talked about it. What is Bhave Prayoga? We talked about it. We looked at the examples. And Kartari Karmani, as well as Akarmaka and Bhave Prayoga, Kartari and Bhave, Kartari Bhave. Here's the statement: Bhave Prayoge Sarvada Kriyapadasya Prathama Purushaik Vachanam Eva Bhavet. So in the Bhave Prayoga, the Kriyapadam is only Prathama Purusha and Ekvachanam. Okay. So this is about Gauna Karma. Forget about that. Okay. Then there are some of these examples which I have not gone into detail because there are three karmaka examples and others which I don't want to look at this time. Okay. Then this is what Bhave Prayoga. Bhave Karmani cha Prayoga Visheshaha. Some specific aspects of Bhave and Karmani. What is he saying? Sakarmake bhyo dhatu bhya karmani akarmake bhyo dhatu bhya bhave chalakaraha bhanti. Okay. So he is saying that Kartari Prayoga will be for Sakarmaka and Akarmaka. But Karmani Prayoga will be for only Sakarmaka Dhatu, and Akarmaka Dhatu you will have only Bhava. You will not have Karmani Prayoga. Then Bhave Karmani Cha Dhatu Nam Atmane Padam Eva Bhavati. So he's saying the same thing, right? Maybe I have seen this only, that's why I'm repeating it. But Bhave Karmani in Bhava and Karmani, both of these Prayogas, Bhave Prayoga and Karmani Prayoga, the Dhatu will get Atmane Padam only, Natu Parasmaya Padam, will not get Parasmaya Padam. Bhava Karmanoho, so that is both for Bhave and Karmani Prayoga. Bhava Karmanoho is Saptami Dvivachanam in the context of Bhave and in the context of Karmani. Lati, Lati means in the context of Lat Lakara. Langi, in the context of Lang Lakara. Loti, Lot Lakara. And Ling, he's talking about Vidhilingya. Cha Dhatu Nam, Pratyaya Nam Cha Madhye Ya Iti Etad Aksharam, Aksharam Sanyojyate. That means that this ya, yakara akara, akshara means a syllable. This syllable yakara and akara, ya is the one that comes. Yes. Can I request you to mute, Mukunji?
Kalpesh, can I ask you a question? I will check out the other one.
See, just wait for a second. Let me wrap this up. So in let me wrap up this statement, okay? Iti etad aksharam sanyojyate. Then we saw vandyate iti etad karmani rupam, and bhuyate iti etad bhave rupam. And then some examples of this are given. Go ahead. What is your question, sir?
Yeah, the basic question. There are 2200 dhatus.
Yes.
How, apart from the usage, you can identify which one is kartari, karmani, or bhave? Mm-hmm. if I'm not using usage and I'm myself constructing sentences using some dhatus, how do I know which is kartari, which is karmani, and which can be bhava?
Okay, so first of all, let us go back and look at the question again, right? So there are 2200 dhatus, and out of 2200 dhatus, about 1000 odd dhatus are in bhuvadi gana only. Okay, that is one good thing. Secondly, fortunately, there are only 2200 dhatus, right? In a language like English, with so many words you use, right? There are so many words, and for many of them, there would be a dhatu or may not be a dhatu, but you know, like about 100,000 words, right? I'm just assuming. Okay, yeah. A normal vocabulary in English will know so many different words. Say 20,000-25,000, because when people prepare for GRE and others, it is assumed that somebody knows at least about 25,000 words. And there you know the words even without the dhatu. Whereas here what happens is that once you know a dhatu, you will find that words of the similar usage of the dhatu are already known. Okay. Now to answer your question, right, about the pratyayas. In English also you have pratyayas, right? The suffixes are there. Here what happens is that the suffixes are very well defined. Not all lakaras are very frequently used. For example, we saw some lakaras, lung usages are few. Like the lung usage, you may rarely see. I remember one or two lung usages. Okay. So these usages are few. Then you will find lut, lot, lung, vidhirling. These usages are there. Right. And once you start using the language, you will find a pattern. For example, let us see the example. Right. These are some of the dhatus that are in here. Now these dhatus are really different from each other. As dhatu get bhuyate. Now how us becomes bhuyate? That is fine. Some changes are there. But if you look at it, kat, right? Kathyati. You see the ti, karoti, gachati, gayati, grindhati, jayati. Once you start seeing this, pashyati, nayati, pivati, yajati, right? You start seeing a pattern there. And that pattern here is the pattern where it says it is parasmepadi. Okay. Similarly, you will see an atmanepadam pattern also. Labhate, vandate, right? Kshamate. These are all the atmanepadam patterns. So the patterns are very similar. Fortunately, the atmanepadam suffixes are similar for kartari, karmani and bhave. That's why even if you have karmani or bhave, bhuyate, atmanepadam, right? This atmanepadam is actually because bhuyatu can be akarmaka. This is bhave payoga. Aapyate, to gain. You can always gain something. So when you gain something, aapnoti, right? Praapnoti. So you know, to gain. This aapyate, you know it is karmani payoga because you can be the karta and you can always gain something. So if you apply a little bit of your understanding, and if you apply, you start seeing the pattern, right? You will find that this is more easier than a completely new different language that you would have to learn. You follow?
Yeah, just one short question. If the fourth group of dhatus where year is attached, so is it more commonly would be karmani also?
No, that is fine. You will. It's a good question, right? In fourth group, there is a usage, and there are some of these dhatus. You'll find that many of dhatus are parasmepadi usages, right? And then you could have atmanepadam, right? Once you know it is atmanepadam in those fourth gana dhatus. See, I think other people do not know why this question is coming about, right? The question is coming because in the fourth gana dhatu, the gana vikarna is also ya, okay? Which is what we have studied earlier. And then the ya could be also because of parasmepadam, could be because of atmanepadam, right? Atmanepadam, or could be because of bhave or karmani prayoga. So those scenarios exist, right? And once you have those scenarios, you will find that that some sort of experience would be required. It may not be very well obvious. You will try one dhatu, you will try another dhatu, and then you will say, oh yeah, this seems to be the only way that it resolves out. Finally, the meaning of the other part of the sentence also has to be taken into account.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. So for example, by usage.
Yeah, personalization, right? I say, how will you look at that word personalization? Right? I'm just giving. I'm not whatever question you're asking is a fair question. But let's say you have a personalization. So personalization. Right? So zation, right? So you have all of these pratyas that are at least two pratyas that are being added there. Okay, but you know person, right? But then you say personalize is another word. And then personalization, the act of doing personalization, person to personalize is personalization, right? Or the characteristic of to personalize is personalization, right? There also you will find that how do you narrow down to only that meaning? It is because you know the meaning of the dhatu. Or if you know the meaning of the actual word, person, right? Then you know the meaning of personalize, which will be some pratyaya that will be there. So the same mechanism exists, right? The grammar rules, that is one important point to note, is that the grammar rules are not meant to replace your ability to learn the language. The grammar rules are an aid to understanding or learning the language. Okay. Got it. Once you take it as an aid, the aid can many times be helpful. Sometimes they are not helpful, but then you have to rely on your knowledge.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Can you please ask the students to write questions on chat so that you can answer them one by one? Why is it that? Okay. There's another prayoga. Why is it that in have prayoga, it is prathama purusha ekvachanam bhave prayoga. Okay. So first of all, there's a suggestion by one of the student that you may type your question, but now sometimes it takes a while to type the question. So you can actually wait until I come. So why did Mukunji, you just joined for the question and logged out? Okay, no problem. So you ask the question, right? And then at a particular time, you can ask the question. It is fine. I'm not saying that you type the question. It takes a while to type the question also. Geeta, your question that you have asked is that why is it in Bhave Prayoga, it is Prathama Purusha Ekvachanam. You should add one more thing to that, only. Okay. So as I repeat again, in Bhave Prayoga, you're talking about the action itself. In Karta, you're talking about what? The Akhyata is talking about the agent. In Karmani Prayoga, we're talking about what? The Akhyata is talking about the object of the action. That is the karma. In Bhave Prayoga, you're talking about what? In Bhave Prayoga, the Akhyatam is talking about the action itself. Now, when you're talking about Karta, you can have one Karta, two Karta, multiple Kartas, right? When you're talking about karma, you could have one karma, two karma, multiple karmas, right? When you have actions, only one akhyata will talk only about one action, right? One akhyata will not be talking about multiple actions. So that is why you have only ekvachana. Now, in order to use prathama purusha, madhyama purusha and uttama purusha, how do you determine you want madhyama purusha and uttama purusha? In order to use uttama purusha, the first person, you always have to have asmat shabda there, aham. Avam, Vayam, Asmat Shabda should be there, right? Or if you want to use the Madhyama Purusha, then the Yushmat Shabda, which is Tvam, Yuvam, Yuyam, one of these Yushmat Shabda or its declension should be there. And the Akhyata should be talking about Yushmat Shabda only. Then only you can use Madhyama Purusha. Asmat Shabda only, then only you can use the Uttama Purusha. But in all other scenario, you have to use Prathama Purusha. Okay, so you have to use Prathama Purusha. That is why in Bhave Prayoga you have to use Prathama Purusha. And Bhave Prayoga is talking about the action. So you cannot have plurality, so you'll always be singular. That is why Bhave Prayoga, the usage is always Prathama Purusha Ekvachanam. Next question, please. What about our friends in the hall? Anybody, any questions? Okay, no worries. So let us go back to the next verse of Hita Upadesha. I'm going to put a pause on Vyakaranam so that we can make some headway with the Hita Upadesha. Again, there's no compulsion to make any headway because we have not finished the preface of the Hita Upadesha yet. And I don't think so we will, but our plan is to keep continuing. Okay. So in the Hita Upadesha, we are going ahead with this story. And the story, what is happening is that the reasons of why learned sons, right? The reasoning of why learned sons is important is that having sons who are learned is creating the grounds for the king to get his sons to be literate, that they know some of the Niti Shastra they know some of the, you know, the Rajya and all the other shastras that are required, right? The ethics and all that they know. So that is the ground that is being created. And that ground will create the necessity to do the Hitopadesha. But we have to cover this thing. And this in this process, we study or learn a few shabdas, some pratipatikams, right? Some declensions, vibhakti jnana, some lakar jnana will happen. Runa karta pita shatruhu mata chavya vicharini. Okay. Runa karta pita shatruhu mata chavya vicharini. Bharya rupavati shatruhu putraha shatrura panditaha. Okay. So here, let us do the padachyeda. So we have some job here for us. Let us do the padachyeda. Padachyeda will be runa karta pita shatruhu mata cha vyabhicharini bharya rupavati shatruhu shatruhu shat putraha shatruhu apanditaha. Okay. Now maybe one of you can tell me the sandhi rules. Okay. Who wants to do that? Anybody? Okay. Let me walk you through. Okay. So runa karta pita. In this runa karta pita, this runa karta, it is not a shabda like the akaranda shabda. It is a rikaranta. Pit karta is kartru. Pratipadikam is kartru. Okay. So, okay. We are looking at the sandhi rules. So, karta, pita, shatruhu, mata. Okay. So, shatruhu, shatrus, mata. Shatrus, mata, the padanta sakara. Okay. Shatrur, mata. Shatrur, mata. So, padanta sakara. Padanta sakara becomes what? Padanta sakara becomes ru. Right? Ru. And then followed by mata. Now that ru is preceded by u. It is not, it is followed by hash. Mahara is a hash.
Excuse me, Kalpesh.
Yes.
Could you please exit out that little screen on this corner? Is that our screen or your screen? There's a little bit. Thank you. Thank you, Sahadev. All right, all set.
Thank you. Okay, so Shatruhu, probably something is coming up on the screen there. Thank you so much. Shatruhu, maybe I should join the online thing to see what is it that you are seeing. Yeah, it is showing that K thing, right, on the side. Okay, there's a lag between what is coming online. I can hear myself a few minutes ago. Okay, no problem. Shatruhu mata. Shatruhu mata. Right? In here, the ru came instead of, that is the refa that comes in place of sakara. But this ru is followed by hash. Right? So you might think uttam should come, but uttam requires that the preceding is a, but here the preceding is u. So that the hash is following, right? Although hash is following, the uttva will not happen. Also, makara is not a khar, neither is it a pause, because makara is not a khar or a pause, the visarga will not happen. So now you understand why we go through this. It will just remain refa. Shatrur mata. That is how the sandhi rule will be. Shatrur mata. But of course, when you break it up, then you will get this shatruhu, because pause, then the refa will become visarga. Mata. Right? And then mata cha vyabhicharini bharya rupavati. Shatruhu putraha. So shatrus putraha. Okay. So here what happens, you get shatruhu, refa, and putraha. because pakara is a khar, you will get visarga adesha, shatruhu and putraha, right? And that khar happens to be a pakara. So you'll have two forms, the akkappa, shatruh putraha, or shatruhu putraha. So both are valid. Shatruhu putraha or shatruh putraha. Then putraha, putras plus shatruhu. Just one second. Sorry. Shamita. So here, shatruhu, right? So putras and shatruhu. Putras and shatruhu. So here what happens is that the putraha, putras and shatruhu, here you'll get putra-ru plus shatruhu, right? And padanta refa is followed by shakara. Shakara is a khar. So you'll get putraha plus shatruhu, right? And that shakara, that khar happens to be a shar. Shar. Once you have shar, you have two options, either visarga or sakara. So one form will be what putraha shatruhu. The other form will be putras shatruhu. Right? So you will get putraha shatruhu. And the other form will be the padanta sakara is dantya sakara. And dantya sakara is followed by talavya shakara. Once it's followed by talavya shakara, the dantyas, the dentals are volatile. And the dantya sakara will become talavya shakara. Putras shatruhu. Okay, so when you join it together, you become putras shatruhu. Putraha shatruhu and putras shatruhu. Now shatruhu, shatrus plus apanditaha. Right? In this shatrus plus apanditaha, you will get what? Shatrur. Padanta sakara will become refa and apanditaha. So you have A following, Ru is followed with A, but not preceded by A, it's preceded by U. So the Refa will remain as it is. The Refa will remain as it is, you become what? Shatrur Apanditaha. Okay, and then Apanditas becomes Apandit, Panditaru. Padanta Refa, when pause follows, that is Avasana follows, it will become what? It will become Visarga, Apanditaha. Okay, Apanditaha. So those are your Sandhi rules. Let us go back and look at the verse again. Runakarta Pita. I will just give you the English meaning there. So he says, Runakarta Pita Shatruhu. That means a father. Pita is father. What type of father? Father who has lot of debt. Okay, or rather runakarta. So runakarta means doesn't mean have lot of debt. Means a debt contracting or a debt doing. Karta is doing. What does the father do? Father keeps on getting new and new debts. Okay, additional debts. So that is a runakarta. Runakarta pita shatru. He is saying that a father who always is indebted, right, or is always contracting new debts. So debt contracting, debt contracting. In English also you have to know what is silent. D-E-B-T is debt, right? So debt contracting father, okay. Shatruhu is what? An enemy. So shatruhu is asti. Asti bhavati or something you can always bring in this thing. Here what is happening is that two things are being said, and one is being said as an objective complement of the other. So father is an enemy, or runakarta, pita who is runakarta is an enemy. Okay. So debt contracting, father who is debt contracting is an enemy. Okay. Then he says, Mata cha vyabhicharini. But he doesn't say what, right? Then you can always do the Dehli Deepa Nyaya And you can say Shatru. Shatruhu Mata. Mata cha Vyabhicharini Shatru. So Vyabhicharini means somebody who does not have a good character. So characterless rather, mother is also an enemy. So Mata cha Vyabhicharini Shatruhu. Right? Then Bharya Shatruhu. Rupavati. This is that time period they are talking about all this, okay? So I'm not please don't quote me on these things. These are whatever we are doing literal translations. So Rupavat. Rupa is we say shape and form, but Rupa here is meaning as beauty. Okay. Rupavati. So Rupavati is let me see, what is the meaning I have here? Yeah, beauty, and one who has beauty is beautiful. So a wife, Bharya, is wife. One who has beauty is also an enemy, according to this statement. And then what is main important that he wants to say is that a son is also an enemy. Putraha Shatruhu. What type of putra? A putra who is not a panditaha. Not panditaha means apanditaha is not learned. Son and an enemy. Okay, not learned son, also an enemy. That is the meaning. A father who is debt contracting is an enemy. A mother who does not have good character is an enemy. A wife who is beautiful is also an enemy. This will come. Some of these discussions will keep coming. Okay. So we can just go past those and then move on to the next verse. Right. But main importantly, what is he trying to say? Putraha, who is not panditaha, is a shatruhu. I will pause here for a question if you have any. Otherwise, we'll just go to the next verse. No akhyata here. If you see, no akhyata here. That means an akhyata is to be understood. Is. Okay, next verse. Yasya kasya prasutaha api bhugunavan ujyate naraha. Okay, how do you say this? Yasya. Okay, one of the book I have doesn't even have this. Okay, has another verse and he sort of skipped this verse. One second, let me pull up that verse. Let us take up that verse, okay? I don't have it in this book, but another book has it. So I'm going to take that verse anyway. It's a nice verse. One of the books I have doesn't have this. Okay, let us take this verse. So another verse here. You can do 22b or whatever. Okay. Let me pull that up for you so you can say it. Yes, I thought one of the books has this verse, but there's another verse. Anabhyase visham vidya ajirne bhojanam visham. Visham sabadaridrasya vidasya taruni visham. Okay, so again, most of these verses that you're saying, there are no lakaras there. The akhyata is assumed. The akhyata in this, all of this is, because it tells you two things. A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B. Which means A is B, A is B, A is B. These are four sentences. Okay, like pita. Runakarta pita shatruhu asti bhavati. Vyabhicharini mata shatruhu bhavati. Rupavati bharya shatruhu asti bhavati. Right? Apanditaha putraha shatruhu bhavati asti. That is the meaning there. that asti bhavati, you have to bring in. Adhyahara kartavyaha. So here, this is the verse. Okay, let me type this verse for you. Anabhyase visham, visham vidya. Ajirne, ajirne bhojanam visham. Visham sabha daridrasya vidhasya taruni visham. Okay. So first what we'll do is we'll do the padachyeda. And while doing the padachyeda, we will understand what is the what are the sandhi rules. Give me 1 second. Okay. Let us do the padachyeda. Anabhyase visham. So anabhyase visham. Padanta makara is followed with a hal. So padanta makara becomes anuswara. Now you must have heard, got this from me. So we have done it so many times, right? Padanta makara, when it is followed with a hal. Hal should follow. See, in this last visham, the hal is not following because of the pause. So then the padanta makara cannot become anuswara. It will just remain a makara. So here padanta makara becomes anuswara. Okay, so visham, then vidya. Ajirne. So vidya and ajirna, right? Should become vidya jirne. Vidya jirne. So that vidya and ajirna becomes vidya ajirne. How do you know? There's no way to know. The only way you know is that there's no word called jirne, jirna. No, but there is a word called jirna. No, no. Then it will not make any sense with the remainder of the sentence. Okay, you will know. Understand? Okay, I will explain it to you. Then bhojanam visham. Okay, all of these padanta makara, if it's followed with a hal, it become manuswara. But this padanta makara is not followed with a hal, so it will remain padanta makara. Okay, then the visham. The next visham, this becomes anuswara because sakara is following. Then sabha daridrasya. Okay, these are all your statements, individual statements. We'll explain you individual statements. And then finally, vruddhasya. Vruddhasya taruni visham. Okay. So the first, what is he trying to say? He's saying that anabhyasa. Anabhyase. So abhyasa means repetition. Repetition means practice. Repetition means practice. And the vidya, if you don't put into practice, or if you do not keep it up with it again and again, don't do the abhyasa. See, abhyasa means do something doing again and again. Okay, that is abhyasa. That's the actual meaning of abhyasa, literal meaning of abhyasa. But if you do not do abhyasa, that means the vidya that you have is as good as poison. So in that anabhyasa, he says, learning if not kept up by constant study. That constant study is the abhyasa, not constant study. Okay, the learning, that is vidya. The vidya, okay, I'm not doing that right now, but this is akaranta strina shabda. Okay, this is saptami, anabhyase, visham. So vidya is as good as poison, is like poison. Vidya is the knowledge is like poison. What type of knowledge? Knowledge or learning, what type of learning? Learning that is not kept up by constant study. Learning not kept up by constant study. Okay. So this is basically abhyasaha. Abhyasaha is masculine, seventh case, singular. Visham is neuter, nominative, singular. Vidya is feminine, nominative, singular. Okay? Feminine, nominative, singular. Learning not kept up by constant study is poison. Okay? Then let us look at the other three. Ajirane, bhojanam visham. Bhojanam is food. Food that is not digested. In the context of indigestion, okay, is basically jirnam. Jirnam is neuter, seventh case singular, jirnam. And bhojanam. Bhojanam is also neuter, nominative, singular. Visham we already saw is neuter, nominative, singular. Okay, what he is saying is that in the indigestion, in the context of food that is not digested, rather what it is saying that taking food, that is bhojanam, taking food after indigestion. You might ask, how do you get this after there? Okay. So, in the state of indigestion is basically after indigestion. Or you can say, this is Vishaya Saptami is what I'm saying, but it could also be Sati Saptami. Ajirane Sati. That means indigestion being a fact. The type of a usage also is there. It's called Sati Saptami. You will see this usage. Indigestion being a fact. Okay. Or that is after indigestion. In indigestion. Taking food after indigestion is like poison or is poison. Oh, no point in adding new words, okay? Is poison. Why is it poison? Because, okay, you already indigested and now you're taking more food after that. That is what he's trying to say. Taking food after indigestion is poison. Then he says what? Visham sabha daridrasya. Sabha daridrasya visham. Again, all these are additionals. For us, most important is the first one, right? The first one, which is anabhyase visham vidya. So you could do vidya because we're talking about the putras, the sons having the good vidya there. So in the same context, there are additional things that are being also told. Learning not kept up by constant study is poison. Taking food after indigestion is poison. Visham sabha daridrasya. So daridra is a poor person. So daridra, let me just read daridrasya sabha visham. Okay, so here what is saying sabha? Sabha is an assembly, a public assembly. Right? A public assembly is poison. Is poison. For whom? Public assembly of the one, that means of the poor person. So daridra is a poor person. That means to a poor person in English, okay, a public assembly is poison. Okay, all of them, if you look at it, daridrasya, it of a poor person. Or it could be to a poor person, of a poor person, right? That is shasti. The connection is of the person, is the connection is of the person with the sabha. That means sabha to a person, the public assembly to the person. That connectivity is given to you by the sixth case. It's called karmani shasti, by the way. This karmani shasti. Okay, so daridrasya, to a person, the sabha. Sabha is like visham. Okay, so to a person. So daridrasya, daridraha. Daridraha will be masculine, genitive, singular. Sabha is akaranta, so it's feminine, nominative, singular. Visham is neuter, nominative, singular. Poison. Now they generally ask, right? okay, this is neuter. How can you say this is feminine? How can I assign neuter and say this feminine is neuter? You follow? That type of a question is asked. Especially people who are studying Vedanta, they ask this question. Okay. This is masculine or feminine. How do I assign neuter to it? Right? Then we usually ask them to look up Ishwaraha Jagat Karnam. Right? Where Jagat Karnam is neuter, whereas Ishwaraha is masculine. Okay. Langanam Panama Aushadam. Param Aushadam. Yes, Langanam. Not Lankanam, is Langanam. Okay. Yes. So he's giving an antidote for this. Somebody quoted there, one of our friend. Is an antidote for the Bhojanam is Visham. Ajirane Bhojanam.
Hey, Kalpesh?
Yes.
This why is the translation not undigested food is poison? I mean, I'm trying to look undigested. At the connection. Yeah. Undigested food is poison.
I see what you're saying. So undigested food is poison, right? But the idea is that all of this thing in this scenario is said that you do not do something. Whereas all these statements are nisheda statements. That it is saying that for a vidya, if you do not do the abhyasa, it is visham. Right? So in that, some sort of an activity is said there. You can say undigested food is also visham. I don't mind that. You could do that. You could say that. Right? It may not be incorrect. But undigested food, right? Then it becomes ajirna bhojana. Okay. Right. Or ajirnam bhojanam. But saptami is used. So now I have to somehow get into say how to use saptami and make it as an adjective. Then it could have been ajirne bhojane. Right? It is not given that way. This is nominative. This seventh case. Then how do I associate with the seventh case? The seventh case is locative saptami. Locative saptami, now you cannot say in the indigestion, right? Indigestion, yes, but the in is not location there. Indigestion is not digestion, isn't it? So you cannot use seventh case because it's not a location. Then I need to see, okay, in the context of indigestion. So in the context of indigestion, if I say, that means that also doesn't make sense, right? In the context of indigestion, the food is poison. Okay, then I need to probably bring in only Sati Saptami. Sati Saptami says, Saptami, that indigestion being a fact, that means you already indigested. Now if you take food, it is poison.
So
that's how I'm bringing it.
Sati Saptami is what again? Like just like you said, the other one is in context of, how do you say the Sati Saptami in
Sati
general?
Sati Saptami is meaning in this being a fact.
I see. Okay.
This being a fact. Sati Saptami. We will do, once we get some time, right? I am sure most of you are going to continue with this discussions as and when the time progresses, right? So there we will see that this Saptami and this Karaka, all the Karakas that are there, what are the various meanings in which the seventh case can be used? So adharodhikarna. I'm just going to say this because we are on the topic. When it is the adhara, then adhikarnam is used. Right? Then adhikarna is saptami. Saptami can be used as means of adhikarna also. When it is the locus of the action. Right? Then sometimes it is called bhava lakshana. Yasya cha bhave bhava lakshanam. Okay. So when something is indicating some kriya, right? And then that kriya is indicated. In that case also, the seventh case is used. Then Shashti is used anadare, but sometimes Saptami is also used anadare. Then Nirdhana Shashti is also used. Okay, amongst all of this, right? Somebody is Shreshtaha. Nunam Nrusheshu, Nrushu Va. Nrushu means amongst men. Brahmanaha Shreshtaha. The Brahmana is that the topmost. So those meanings are there. And then, of course, Bhava Saptami is also there. Bhava Saptami is what we're talking about as Sati Saptami. Yasya cha bhave bhava lakshanam. Okay. So, so in something being a fact, that being a known fact, it being a fact. That is the meaning of Bhava Saptami. That type of a Saptami when you have, it is called Sati Saptami. Whatever you say, this being a fact, right? It being a fact, in the context of something being a fact. Okay, and I'm trying to get you some example. Lord Sati Saptami being a fact. Okay, we have only a few minutes remaining, so I will get you the example in the next class. Some more examples. Something that is standard examples, stock examples. I will get you those. This being a fact. One second. I'm just going to take a cursory look and if I can see something handy. Now in class, I check to class. Yeah. Okay. I will put it out for later and I'll get you some more examples which will give you. Okay, there are so many examples, but something has to come on the mind immediately, right? Okay, so Sati Saptami. Here there is Sati Saptami is there, that this being a fact. Ajirne Sati Bhojanam Visham. So you can, that Sati you have to bring in like that. Ajirne Sati Bhojanam Visham. Bhojanam Visham. Okay. Daridrasya Sabhavisham. So here for a poor person, public assembly is poison. And then final, for an old man, of the old person, okay, of an old man, okay, of the old man, Taruni, in this case, will be a young wife. Visham is like poison, is poison. Okay, because she's hale and healthy, this guy is really, really old, and she won't listen to him. So in that sense, it is said that. Or you can imagine in whatever terms you want to imagine, how that statement makes sense. Okay, but it says here, vruddhasya, vruddhasya, vruddhaha. So we can say masculine, sestric, genitive, singular, of the old man, which means to an old man. Okay. Taruni is feminine, nominative, singular. Taruni, the is declining like Nadi. Taruni, okay. Visham, neuter, nominative, singular. You can say the verse with me. Anabhyase Visham Vidya Ajirne. See, Ajirne. If at all I did not use and made this Sandhi rule as. Because there are two possibilities, Vidya Ajirne or Vidya Ajirne also is possible. I don't need to do Sandhi. I could have just said Vidya Ajirne. But then if you have to make a sense here, Jirne Bhojanam Visham. So how is that? There is no way you can say that, okay, because of digestion, the food is poison. There's nothing you can relate there. Obvious relation you cannot put in. So the only way it makes sense is Ajirne. So sometimes you don't see the A here. But you have to bring in the A. The Akara can be easily brought down into A. A plus A is A. So this is your Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. A plus A is A. This is your Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Okay. So Anabhyase Visham Vidya Ajirne Bhojanam Visham Visham Savadaridrasya Riddhasya Taruni Visham. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Before you log out, please check kindly. I don't know what are the timings tomorrow. Tomorrow Sunday timings might change and our office people must have actually moved the timings. Okay. For all of you who are online, only, you know, and others also, please go and look at the readme file. I'll update the readme with a few more information. You can look at that readme file. Okay, let me bring up the readme for a second. So in the readme file, I've added the Google Groups. Please join the Google Groups if you have not already done. I will be sending notifications in the Google Groups. Also, the Zoom recordings are in the folder. That is right. This is the link for the Zoom. But 2016, 2017, Antoine 1 classes, I've given you the link for those classes. So take a look at that link. These are Antoine 1 classes. Okay. Then for dictionaries of Sanskrit grammar, I've given you a website. You can go to that website and get this dictionary. Get the dictionaries downloaded. And there's also instructions on how to use Golden Dict. But try to use that. And one of these days when I have time, maybe after the course is over or sometime, you know, we'll take one of the days and I'll walk you through how to set up the dictionary. But you are better off downloading all the files of the dictionary whenever you have time. Download all the files. It's a single file. You can download and put it into a folder and unzip it. And I will show you how to use Golden Dict later. Okay. Please be cognizant of the time tomorrow. There is a WhatsApp group. I will try to see if I can put the link to the WhatsApp group here also so that notifications can be sent to everybody. Okay. Or in the next class, I'll give you the WhatsApp group information. Anyway, take a look. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kalpesh, from all of us.